episode number 9 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Priscilla Alvarez. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, We Chat. This episode is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Simply put, WeChat is a versatile platform that provides real convenience to both businesses and users, and is able to perform a variety of everyday activities without switching apps. Compare this to Facebook, the world's largest social network, and you can see why it has become so popular despite its Chinese origins. It is now possible to use WeChat to send voice messages to friends and pay for groceries at the same time. The estimated 1 billion daily active users of Twitter, the world's most widely used social media platform, is dwarfed by the number of daily active Twitter users, estimated at about 145 million, according to the Pew Research Center. Like Twitter, WeChat is a great platform for scientists to catch up on the news and foster collaboration. Each has a service and subscription account that can provide daily news, media and information to users. WeChat and Weixin were originally developed as instant messaging apps, launched in 2011, but have since evolved into multi-purpose apps. The app offers a wide range of features including video chat, photo sharing, video calls, voice and text messages. Kun's core function is similar to WhatsApp, allowing users to create groups of up to 500 members and send text, voice, photo and video messages to and call these groups. Pengyuan and similar Facebook posts allow users to share updates, while Gongzonghao is similar to Twitter in that it allows individuals, government media, and businesses to set up official accounts and feeds. In China, where the majority of WeChat users live, the platform is known as Weixin, and the super app is the largest social network in China. The commercial functionality of the app also makes it one of the most popular social media platforms in the country. Chinese tech giant Tencent Group, which makes WeChat, launched in 2011, 2 years after WhatsApp. Weixin was first released in 2010 as a messaging app from parent company Tencent and in 2012 as an app for mobile phones and tablets. The big difference is that WeChat has grown beyond its chat roots to become a super app whose users have scratched the surface of what Americans are used to. Here in Hongda, I would go so far as to say that foreign companies that work with Chinese companies like WFOE that have opened an US chat account should also register for an US chat account at the same time. In fact, it is basically impossible to do anything in China without access to the internet. The Chinese government uses it for virtual ID and social security, and it is now used for groceries and in-store orders. At first glance, WeChat looks like a messaging app that lets people connect with their friends and send voice, video, image and text messages. It covers every aspect of a person's daily life and integrates seamlessly into social networks such as Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus and other social media platforms. These plugins have turned WeChat into an omnipotent app, creating numerous opportunities for tech startups. According to a recent report by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, WeChat has realized that it can do more than just provide chat by enabling users to switch from other mobile chat solutions to WeChat. Voice messaging is strategic because the native mobile keyboard, which must be constantly typed in Chinese characters, is not easy to use and consumers find sending voice notes more convenient than using a native mobile keyboard. In 2012, we switched on chat messages, allowing people to send messages without a mobile phone, before the iPhone's native iMessage features came to market 3.5 years later. As the first messenger to offer voice, text and photos as a combined solution, it has enabled WeChat to continuously update daily downloads to 50K-60K. With an average of 40 minutes a day and WeChat open 10 times a day, WeChat has developed a mobile lifestyle that touches on various aspects of users' lives. The app, developed by Chinese company Tencent, has an estimated 1 billion users worldwide, and WeChat is one of the few apps launching a mobile product to rapidly expand smartphone penetration in China. Since its launch as a text and messaging app in 2009, the platform has evolved from a pure app to a full-fledged social media platform with a wide range of functions. Despite the ban on TikTok in the United States, something much bigger has been overlooked: the imminent ban on WeChat in other countries. WeChat Pay is a critical part of China's e-payment infrastructure, which moves trillions of dollars every year through an app that seamlessly communicates with identical Chinese apps, language apps that operate in mainland China. It forms the backbone of our online social life and serves as a one-stop shop for everything from news and entertainment to social networking and shopping. In the United States, WeChat is barely understood, and users in other countries face the same problems as their mainland counterparts, faced with the prospect of speaking to a loved one on the mainland. This is all for today, friends. My name is Priscilla and this was episode 9 of Backquote. See ya next time.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence.
PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.